Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Here I stand beside these chilly waters, waiting for my final call.
Standing by the river,
standing by the river, looking me on, gazing toward the land of fadeless beauty, where no surges rise and fall.
Listening to the music
on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. Music from the land of glory fall upon my listening ear.
Standing by the river,
looking me on. Faces of my friends I often vision, forms of loved ones oft appear. Standing by the river, waiting for the boatman.
Listening to the music
on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. Shadows of the night are swiftly falling, lo, I hear the boatman's oar.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond. Many are the voices sweetly calling, I must tarry here no more.
Listening to the music
on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. Amen.
What a blessing it is to be a child of God this morning. Know everything is well. between you and heaven this morning. And I trust that you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord this morning if you're able to. And I know that a lot of churches are limiting their services. I know that we have to take all the precautions that we can. I understand that this morning. I know there are some folks that are still very cautious about going to church and being in public. And I understand that as well. But if all possible, if you have the opportunity to go to the house of the Lord and to be in the services, keep your distance and take all the precautions that we can. But we want to worship the Lord in His house. And I hope this morning that you're able to do that, to give Him thanks for all that He's done, even in these troublesome times. I'm glad He's got everything under control. I'm glad that there's still a master plan this morning. And I don't know what we may have to endure, what we're going to face. Seems like just getting worse every day, but I'm looking up, knowing that my redemption is drawing nigh this morning. Jesus said, no, all these things are going to come to pass. I told you these things. So, we'll not be depressed or discouraged to see the Bible fulfilling before our eyes this morning. But just recognize, brother, this world's not our home. And we may be in it, but we're certainly not of it this morning. And aren't you glad there is a land far, far away from this old troublesome world this morning? And so I hope you pray for these on our prayer list this morning. Remember Cecil Parris and also Jesse Robinson this morning. Keep praying for Francis Busman and also Glenda Henderson. Remember Amy Jackson this morning in your prayers. Remember Myra Smith this morning. Also, a special request this morning to Zula Ellis. We appreciate her listening in to our broadcast this morning, and I hope the Lord will bless her today. Remember also this morning all of those who are sick, and we certainly want to pray for them that God would intervene and have mercy upon them this morning. I hope this song is a blessing to you this morning.
Has a plan, though it's hard to see it now. You feel you're walking all alone, but He is there, no doubt. When the storm around you rages and you're tossed to and fro, when you're faced with life's decisions, not sure which way to go, stand still and let God move.
Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 9, and begin reading verses number 1. The Bible said, He entered into a ship, and passed over, and came into his own city. And behold, there brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes which within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk, But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Our Heavenly Father, now God, we come before you this morning, how we thank you, God, such a wonderful, beautiful day that you've given, God. What a privilege and opportunity it is to go to your house this morning, God, to open your word and to fellowship with your people this morning, God, to exalt your wonderful name and everything that takes place at the house of God this morning. May you get glory out of it, Lord. And I thank you for the reading of your word this morning, God. And Lord, I pray that it might go forth and accomplish where you send it this morning, God. I pray that where your men stand, Lord, this morning I pray you'd anoint them afresh and God give them power and holy unction, Lord, how to proclaim the truths of thy word. May some precious soul come to the saving knowledge of Christ. May some life be changed dramatically this morning. I do pray this morning, God of heaven, that you would have your way and your will among your people this morning. Thank you for answering prayers. And Lord, we ask you to minister unto those that are sick this morning, God, and those that we've made mention this morning, God, that you'd visit with them and that you'd heal them according to your will this morning. Or I encourage his hearts, Lord, of him to endure through the hardships, Lord, that may rise in their lives today. God, have your way and your will this morning. Visit with us, O God, upon this day that you set aside that we may go and honor you. And all of this we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen this morning and amen. I want to call your attention to the words that Jesus said in verse number 2, wherein they responded and said, Be of good cheer. Amen. I'm going to preach on that thought this morning concerning the four cheers for Jesus. Amen. Four cheers for Jesus. Amen. If there's anybody that we ought to exalt and praise this morning, it ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That word cheer this morning means to rejoice, to be glad. It is the modern day version of don't worry, be happy. Amen. And there are four times in the scripture this morning that our Lord uttered that phrase, be of good cheer, four different times in four different contexts, and it still would apply to our life today. It is the Lord's will and it is His desire for all of His children to be happy. Amen. I know sometimes it seems like the circumstances and the situations may declare something else. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, you can have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Your cup can run over every day if you'll get your eyes upon the right things this morning. Joy is a choice you make every day. Amen. You can get up like Jacob and say, all of these things are against me. Or you can get out of bed and say, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Dear friend, this morning joy has nothing to do with the circumstances, the situation, or your feelings. Thank God this morning. It all has to do with our relationship with God. And to realize there is a time and a purpose for everything under heaven. Brother, there is a time to mourn and a time to weep. Dear friend, this morning. And I'm glad there is a time to rejoice. Amen. Dear friend, everything that you and I think about this morning ought to be related to that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, this morning. God's still on the throne, brother, and He's still in control of all things. Amen. He's not too busy over in the Middle East. Dear friend, that He cannot take care of of the things that are troubling your heart and your house this morning. Amen. God's not too occupied, dear friend, with treating this world from coming apart by the seams. Dear friend, to come upon the scene at your house, dear friend, this morning, and I let you lean upon Him. He's not too flustered, dear friend. He's not too weighted down, dear friend, that He can't hear your sorrows and your troubles. Amen. I'm glad He's God. And Jesus said, be of good cheer. Amen. Fear has torment, dear friend, today, and still in perilous times we hear a still small voice. Be of good cheer. Amen. I'm glad this morning, thank God, dear friend, that you and I today have a source of joy that the world doesn't know about. We can tap into a source, dear friend, that never runs dry this morning. Amen. I thank God this morning, ever since I met the Lord, ever since He brought me into His fold, I thank God my cup has run over. Dear friend, no matter the people, the places, or possessions, I still you can have contentment with godliness. Amen. It's not in the world, but it flows down from heaven. I thank God this morning. If the devil in the world and even our flesh had its way, dear friend, we'd be depressed and destroyed and disheartened, discouraged, dear friend, every day of the year. Amen. But I'm glad they still joy in going this way. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm glad they still something to sing about. Dear friend, still something to lift our hands about. Still something to lift up our hearts and praise the Lord about this morning. I'm glad I still can face the world with a smile on my face. It may be a tear in my eye. It may be a sigh in my heart. But thank God there's joy, dear friend, that floods my soul this morning. Amen. And so let's look, dear friend, this morning, hearing the text in verse number 2. I call this the cheer of pardon. Amen. Jesus saith unto them and unto the man of palsy, be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven. Amen. If there's anything that you and I ought to rejoice about, it is the fact that our sins have been forgiven. Jesus said, rejoice not because the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Amen. I've been justified, sanctified. I've been redeemed, thank God, this morning. Dear friend, that is the basis for all joy this morning. The Bible said, draw from the wells of salvation joy. Thank God this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, there's not always joy in our family, our joy in our health, our joy in our finances or friends or home, dear friend, but I'm glad I can always look up and lift my hand and say, thank God, I've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and my sins are gone. Woo! Hallelujah this morning. Dear friend, I'm glad I'm saved. Dear friend, the price has been paid. All of those things that were against me, all of those sins and transgressions, iniquities, abominations, blasphemies, all of those things that were recorded against my name, thank God, have been blotted out by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. All the sins of my past, all the sins of my present, and thank God this morning, all the sins of the future this morning, I've been sealed unto the day of redemption, and my soul is secure in the hands of God. Amen. Dear friend, the atonement has been made, the price has been paid, the debt has been settled, the scales have been balanced. balance it, man. And if and I have obtained eternal redemption, and eternal salvation, and eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, I'm saved to the uttermost, and in all things I can rejoice because I've been saved. Amen. And if and the purpose this morning has been plotted, I'm glad that now that I'm saved, that all things are working together. And if and for those that love God and are called according to His purpose, I'm glad my life has been mapped out. And all I've got to do is run this race with patience, putting one foot in front of the other, and fighting the good fight of faith. Man, I'm glad God gave me a map and a compass and a roadside and a friend to walk with me. Oh, hallelujah. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, there may be times I get shipwrecked, at times I get off course. Dear friend, that I'm telling you this morning, all I've got to do is look up to the heavens, dear friend, and get back on the right path this morning. I keep putting one foot in front of the other. Dear friend, and I know that I'm going to reach my goal. He that begun a good work in me is going to finish it. I thank God this morning I'm going to see Jesus one of these days. Dear friend, this morning, and I can rejoice and be of good cheer, because my sins have been forgiven. Amen. This morning, if we go a little further, in Matthew chapter number 14, the Bible said this morning, down around verses number 27, "But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." Man, this came when the disciples were out on the water, toiling all night, trying to keep from going under. And Jesus came walking on the waves. And when they saw Him, they were affrighted. But Jesus said, "Be of good cheer." I call this the cheer of presence. Amen. Whenever He come upon the scene, I thank God we can rejoice this morning. Amen. Dear friend, now Adam hid himself from the presence of the Lord. Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. Jonah fled from the presence of the Lord. The wicked will be punished from the presence of the Lord. And I'm glad this morning that His presence brings joy in my heart. Amen. When I know my Father has come upon the scene. In fact, David said, "Where shall I flee or go from the presence of the Lord?" Amen. If I ascend into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, Thou art there. If I mount upon the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost parts of the world, Thou art there. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we are never alone. Amen. I can rejoice in that. The Bible said His presence goes before us. His goodness and mercy follows after us. He Himself walks beside us. His Spirit dwells within us. His angels encamp around about us. And His Father, thank God, watches over us. If His eye is on the sparrow, thank God His ear is open and attentive unto the cry of His children. He is not far from them that call upon His name in a present help in the time of trouble. Brother, you and I are never alone. I can rejoice in that. I will never be forsaken. Amen. God will never let you down. And if and I'm reminded of the portrait and the story of the footprints in the sand. And if and God's never left us holding the bag. The Bible said in six troubles, yea, in seven, He'll not forsake us. In the fourth watch of the night, thank God He'll be attentive. He never sleeps nor slumbers. Through the fire, through the flood, He said, "I am with thee. And though mother and father forsake thee, I will never forsake thee, but go with thee all the way to the end of the world." I'm glad I'm saved. I thank God, and I can rejoice in His presence. I thank God this morning I'll not be forgotten. God's not left us out there. I know sometimes He's long-suffering. And I know sometimes we think, brother,
If God don't hurry up, it's going to come apart. But I'm telling you, he didn't forget about Noah on the sea. He didn't forget about Jonah in the well. He didn't forget about Elijah on the mountain, Paul in the prison, John on Patmos, Moses in the desert. And he has not forgot about you in the circumstances of your life. Amen. And we can rejoice when he says, it is I, be not afraid. Woo! I thank God when he comes upon the scene. Amen. Well, let's go a little further in John chapter 16 and verse 33. Jesus was giving an orientation to his disciples. Already told them, don't let your heart be troubled. And now concerning the world, he said, you'll have tribulation in the world, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Thank God this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we can rejoice because the situation and the circumstances that control and befall us in this world, brother, have no effect on our heavenly situation. Amen. What are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to say, in the long range scheme of things, the things here on this earth, dear friend, have nothing to do. Thank God with what our roots are in heaven. At FM this morning, he is the Prince of Peace. At FM, and I call this the Cheer of Peace. At FM, he said we can have peace. At FM, because he's overcome the world. Amen. As Brother Doug Brennan said, I'm glad I can sleep on a stormy night. I'm glad I can sing in the face of adversity. I'm glad I can sit in sackcloth and ashes and bless his holy name. Amen. Because his grace is sufficient. Dear friend, no matter where sin abounds, grace always abounds. Dear friend, peace that passes understanding, and peace like a river, thank God, floods our soul. Dear friend, he speaks a sweet peace to us this morning. Amen. Dear friend, listen, the world, we're going to have troubles. In the flesh, we're going to have troubles, but Jesus said, be of good cheer. And I've overcome the world. I've overcome the flesh. And thank God we can rest and find refuge in him this morning. Thank God this morning. I'm glad I'm saved. Jesus said in that verse, my peace I leave with you, not as the world knoweth it, but peace this morning. And I'm glad he said he gives us perfect peace. His mind is stayed upon him this morning. And finally in Acts 23 and verse 11, Jesus appeared unto the Apostle Paul and said, Paul, be of good cheer. Thou must be witness of me in Jerusalem and in Rome. Amen. Paul was in prison. Paul was facing execution. Dear friend, but Jesus said, be of good cheer, Paul. You're not going to die here in this place. You're going to go on to Jerusalem, on to Rome. I've got plans for you further on down the road. Amen. I'm glad this morning, thank God, we know how the Lord's in charge, not doctors, not lawyers, not judges, not criminals, but God's the one that determines when we're going to leave this world. Amen. And I can rejoice that my life is in his hands. And not connected to the circumstances of this life. I cannot tell you how many times God has spared my life. I cannot tell you how many times God's rebuked the devil from destroying me. But I'm glad that I'm in him and he's in me. I call this a cheer of protection. Amen. You're not going to die, brother, until God pulls the plug. Amen. I don't care how many people hate you. I don't care how many laws, dear friend, that they may say that you've broken. Dear friend, I'm telling you, your life is in the hands of the Lord this morning. And so you can rejoice in that. Jesus said, be of good cheer. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.